Kindness, a quality expressed in word and action. When others treat us in a kind way, it really makes us feel good. It comforts us to know that they care about us. Since we are grateful when others are kind to us, how can we learn to be kind? A kind person truly cares about others and shows it by what he says and does. He is not simply polite. Rather, he treats others in a kind way because he loves them and understands how they feel. More important, kindness is part of the fruitage of God's Holy Spirit. Jehovah wants us to be kind. So let us see how he and his Son have shown kindness and how we can follow their example. Jehovah is kind toward all. Jehovah is kind toward all, even those who are unthankful and wicked. Luke 6:35. For example, Jehovah makes his sun rise on both the wicked and the good, and makes it rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew 5:45. Even people who do not believe that Jehovah is the Creator can still benefit from his kindness and have some happiness in life. A great example of Jehovah's kindness is what he did for Adam and Eve. Shortly after they sinned, they sewed fig leaves together and made loin coverings for themselves. However, Jehovah knew that outside the Garden of Eden, they would need clothing that could give them more protection, because the ground was cursed and full of thorns and thistles. So, Jehovah kindly made long garments from skins for them. Genesis 3:7, 17, 18, and 21. Even though Jehovah is kind to both the wicked and the good, he is especially kind toward his faithful servants. For example, during the time when Zechariah was a prophet, an angel was concerned because the Israelites had stopped building Jehovah's temple in Jerusalem. Jehovah listened to what the angel had to say and answered him with kind and comforting words. Zechariah 1:12 and 13. Jehovah treated the prophet Elijah in a similar way. There was a time when the prophet felt so depressed and alone that he asked Jehovah to put him to death. Jehovah showed that he cared about Elijah's feelings and sent an angel to strengthen him. He also assured the prophet that he was not alone. Jehovah's kindness strengthened Elijah to continue in his assignment. But of all of Jehovah's servants, who would you say has imitated his remarkable kindness in the best way? Jesus was very kind. When Jesus was on earth, people could see how kind he was. He was never harsh and never tried to force others to do what he wanted. He cared about others and said, "Come to me, all you who are toiling and loaded down, and I will refresh you. For my yoke is kindly." Matthew 11:28 through 30. Because he was so kind, people followed him wherever he went. Out of pity, Jesus gave them food, healed them, and taught them many things about his Father. Jesus understood people's feelings and treated them in a kind and thoughtful way. In fact, even when it was not convenient for him, he kindly helped everyone who came to him. Think about what happened with the woman who had a flow of blood. She wanted to be healed, so she touched Jesus' clothing. But according to the law of Moses, she should not have done that because she was unclean. How did Jesus react? He did not speak to her in an angry way. He could see that she was frightened, and he felt pity for her because she had suffered for 12 years. He told her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed from your grievous sickness." Mark 5:25 through 34. Jesus was truly kind. A kind person helps others. In the examples we discussed, we learned that if we are kind, we will do things to help others. Jesus emphasized how important this is when he told the parable about the Good Samaritan. A Jew had been robbed, beaten, and left to die on the side of the road. A Samaritan who was passing by felt pity for this man, even though Samaritans and Jews hated one another. Kindness motivated him to help the injured man. He cleaned his wounds and took him to an inn. The Samaritan paid the innkeeper to care for the Jew and even offered to pay for any other expenses. Kindness will motivate us to be thoughtful and encouraging, not just in what we do, but also in what we say. The Bible says, "Anxiety in a man's heart depresses him, but a good word cheers him up." Proverbs 12:25 and footnote. When kindness and goodness motivate us to say encouraging things to others, we will make them feel happier. The footnote reads, "We will discuss the quality of goodness in a future article in this series on the fruitage of God's Holy Spirit." End of footnote. Our kind words will show that we care about them and will make it easier for them to endure problems in life. How to become kind. All of us have the ability to show kindness because God created all humans in His image. For example, Julius, the Roman army officer who was responsible for taking the Apostle Paul to Rome, treated Paul with kindness and permitted him to go to his friends and enjoy their care at the city of Sidon. Acts 27:3. When Paul and others were shipwrecked during this journey, the people of Malta showed them extraordinary kindness and even made a fire for them to get warm. These people did a good thing. However, to make Jehovah happy, a person must be kind at all times, not just occasionally. Jehovah wants kindness to be a part of our personality and way of life. That is why He tells us to clothe ourselves with kindness. But it is not easy to be kind all the time. Why not? Perhaps we do not show kindness because we are shy, insecure, or a little selfish. Or we may find it hard to be kind to those who treat us badly. But if we pray for Holy Spirit and try to imitate Jehovah, He can help us to become truly kind. How can we know what to work on to become more kind? Ask yourself, do I listen carefully to others and try to understand how they feel? Do I notice when others need help? When was the last time I was kind to someone who is not a family member or a close friend? Then set goals, such as getting to know more about the people around you, especially those in the congregation. In this way, you can find out what difficulties they have and what they need. Next, try to treat people as kindly as you would like to be treated. Finally, ask Jehovah for help, and He will bless your efforts to become a kind person. How kindness affects people. When the Apostle Paul listed the things that made him a good minister, one of them was kindness. People liked Paul because he said and did kind things, and they could feel that he cared about them. In a similar way, if we are kind, others may want to learn more about the truth. When we are kind to all people, even those who treat us badly, it may touch their heart and they may change their attitude. Perhaps, after a while, they will even want to learn about the Bible. In paradise, everyone will be kind to one another. Resurrected ones will be treated with kindness, some of them for the first time. This will surely motivate them to be kind to others. In fact, anyone who is unkind and does not want to help others will not be allowed to live under God's kingdom. Only people who are loving and kind will live forever in paradise. It will be a truly safe and peaceful world. However, even before that time comes, we can benefit from being kind. How? Benefits from being kind. The Bible says, "A kind man benefits himself." Proverbs 11:17. People like to be with a person who is kind, and they usually treat him kindly too. Jesus said, "With the measure that you are measuring out, they will measure out to you in return." Luke 6:38. So, it is easy for a kind person to find good friends and to keep them. The Apostle Paul told those in the congregation in Ephesus to become kind to one another, tenderly compassionate, freely forgiving one another. Ephesians 4:32. When all in the congregation are kind and compassionate, the congregation becomes strong and united. We would never want to be critical of our brothers, gossip about them, or say something harsh or hurtful, even as a joke. Instead, what we say should always be helpful and encouraging. As a result, the congregation will serve Jehovah joyfully. As we have learned, kindness is a quality that is shown in everything we say and do. And when we are kind, we imitate our loving and generous God, Jehovah. This makes our congregation stronger and motivates others to serve Him too. So let us do all we can so that others can see that Jehovah's Witnesses are kind people. End of article.